Welcome back to the XY Podcast, the show where four college roommates, with the help of a male guest star, answer the women's burning questions about the male brain. I'm Delaney Wessel.
And I'm Mia Flores.
And I'm Don Turner.
Yes, he is. Today, unfortunately, we are missing Anna and Libby. They will be back, hopefully, next time. But today we have Don with us, my friend from Century Singers. So, Don, tell us a bit about yourself.
Well, I'm from Mineral Wells, Texas. I came to A&M in 2016, old. I did my undergrad here in statistics, and now I am getting my PhD. And I like to sing, I like to play music, and I like to game.
Yes, very fun. So, Don, as we ask all our guest stars here on XY, please prove to me that you're a man in an appropriate manner.
Okay, so I thought of a few ways. The first is just something I can tell you. Whenever I was in middle school, I didn't do it for a long time, but I tried out Axe Body Spray and I thought it would make me really hot. So,
rite of passage.
Yeah.
It's a canon event.
Yeah. I feel like this happens with most.
Yeah, but, you know, I also have my driver's license with me. And also the fact that nobody's ever told me I wasn't a man before, and most people refer to me as one, and I haven't had a problem with it, so I just stick to it.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. All right. That works. Okay. Next question. This is another one that we ask everyone because I think it's very telling about you as in your personality. Would you rather be a cowboy, pirate, wizard, or a knight?
Wizard. Wizard 100% of the time.
Dang, the wizards are taking over.
The wizard's the right answer.
Wizard, you can do anything.
That's what Mia
said. That's what I'm saying.
Nice.
I'm not a man, but I still answered the question.
Yeah, well, that's how she got Ryan, because Ryan originally said knight, and she's like, but if you're a wizard, you can do all of them. And he's like, you're right, I want to be a wizard. I was like, no.
I also want to ponder my orb.
Your orb?
My orb, my wizard orb.
Oh, your wizard orb.
Yeah. Ooh. Instead of watching TV, I stay at home pondering the orb.
Oh, well, I'm not a wizard, I still ponder. I don't have an orb, I just...
You should get an orb.
That's fair.
Well, my sister has like a crystal ball from medieval times.
Ooh,
oh,
cool.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, every time I go to those stores in medieval time, well, we went to Renfest and like one store had a bunch of crystals and rocks and I was just picking up and admiring the orbs. So I think I have wizard DNA.
I want to go to Renfair so bad.
I know, I've never been.
Really?
Yeah, I don't
Man,
know.
Man, I feel like every A&M student goes at least once.
I suggested we go, but it never happened.
Aw.
It's
fun.
It's hard to, like, get over there. I want to go. I'm a big Medieval Times fan, so.
I'm not against it. I'd go.
We should go.
We should go. All right. XY activity. We're going to Renfest.
Yep.
Sweet.
XY on the
Field
road.
Trip.
Yep.
Okay, so my first question is, you know, sometimes it's fun to, like, play with hypotheticals and, like after
Don't
I watch
know
a movie,
it.
Sometimes I'm like, oh, what if I was there? So my question to you is, if you were to be a main character in a movie, video game, TV show, who would it be and why?
Main character in a video game, movie, or TV show. Man, I feel like there's a couple characters that I constantly say, oh, that's literally me. But none are coming to mind right now.
It's a hard question.
Yeah. My dad says he's Phil Dunphy.
That's actually really accurate.
It is.
Wow.
I'm going to go with Edward Elric from Fullmetal Alchemist.
I have not watched that.
Yeah, it's an anime. It's pretty
okay.
good.
I'm familiar with it.
I really tend to infect people I know, like, hey, you got to watch this. Hey, you got to watch this.
What's it about?
It's about an alchemist, and he has
wizard.
Wizard coded. He's looking for something called the Philosopher's Stone because he and his brother had lost either parts of their body or all of their body due to something they did when they were kids. And so the Philosopher's Stone is supposed to be able to make anything happen. So they look for that in a bid to get their bodies and their lives back. It's very touching, very cool, lots of action. I recommend it to everyone.
Full Metal Alchemist plug.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shout out Full Metal Alchemist.
Yeah, it was Clone Wars. Now it's Full Metal.
I know. A broad demographic.
Oh, yeah. We cater to everyone here at XY.
Yeah.
All right. So my question is, what is the most pointless thing that you've spent money on or slash something that you probably should not have bought?
God, the only thing that comes to mind is there was like a short period of time where I was playing Valorant. Big mistake. Don't pick that up. And I was like, wow, everybody has cool gun skins. And then I looked in the shop and I was like, this gun skin is cool. So I paid $10 for a stupid skin for an AK-47. And then I felt so dumb afterwards because then I used it in game. I was like, I don't feel anything.
Well, because it's pixels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is part of it. I mean, if an item is really cool, maybe like it'll be worth it. But it wasn't worth it because it wasn't that cool and I didn't play for like a week after that.
Well, like if you had bought something that you did end up like really liking on a video game, would you have said that it was worth it? Or is it
totally.
Just... Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I don't know. I've never spent... Well, I've spent money on video games, but I never bought something... inside of the game, if that makes sense.
Well, like, you got to represent money. Sometimes. You got to be, like, dripped out.
I'm trying to think if I've ever done that. Yeah, give me a second.
I don't think I have.
Like,
I
trauma blocked it.
I remember in, like, middle school, I was playing, like, Crossy Road. Mm-hmm. And I was like, ooh, I got to buy the whatever it is. And my mom was like, you're not buying that. You don't need that.
They got started on me earlier when I was younger. Like, I played this game called Team Fortress 2. Maybe a viewer knows about that game. The mark of wealth for everybody in that game was hats. So if you had the coolest hats, the nicest hats, the best hats, sometimes they had like sparkles on them and stuff. It was pretty cool. It meant that you were just better. So it's like, okay, I would join like trade servers and try to trade up my items to get something good because it's like, I want to be cool too. So they really get you.
I guess.
Especially when you're young.
I'm sure I've bought in-game currency before. I'd be shocked if I hadn't. I think I just turn my brain off when I do it, if I'm going to be honest.
You got to buy the battle pass.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought about it because, like, me and my mother play this game, like, Gin Rummy, but it's, like, with your Facebook and whatever, and you just play random people. And sometimes I'll be like, maybe I should just buy more money so that I can play in the higher thing. But then I'm like, no,
yeah.
Shouldn't do that.
Yeah, that's how they get you. They make it slow. Yeah. They make it slow, so that you have to buy the battle pass or you have to pay money. You have to buy their in-game currency.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's capitalism.
Dang. Yeah, it works. It works, though. I can't even.
It does work, unfortunately. There was some lawsuit, like, in Europe not long ago. It had to do with Overwatch. You guys know Overwatch?
I've heard
it,
yeah.
Like, it was about that they couldn't sell loot boxes anymore because it was considered gambling advertised to children.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
I don't know a lot about the game, so I can't really speak.
But it kind of is because you're spending – the fact that you can spend money to get these boxes and these boxes have a random chance of giving you something valuable or more often than not something that's worthless, it's – you get addicted to that. You open up the boxes. It's like, oh, no, this is going to be the time. This is going to be the time. This is going to be the time.
It's really addicting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
The best way to sell something is to make it an addiction.
That is so true. That was a thing. Wow. You just dropped some knowledge.
That's a good quote. Okay. So my next question is something I think is really topical. I've heard this question online a bunch of times and in real life too. How can you tell, you know, you can't apply it to every single person, but how can you tell if a guy or someone's attracted to you?
I'd say in my personal experience, when I've been attracted to people, I just get really stupid. Like, I'm just kind of dumb. I say things that don't make any sense at all, and I'll just keep yapping, and I won't stop. But that wasn't the case when I was younger, and I think it's true for some guys, too, that they'll just shut up and, like, oh, man, like, I don't want to give off the wrong vibe. I don't want to misrepresent myself. I only got one shot, so I better make it count, and then you just wait and end up not doing anything. I think it's, like, across the spectrum, because some guys are like, I got to do this now. Like, I got to, like, talk to them. I got to, like, say something. And some guys are like, oh, we're going to wait for the right time.
Interesting.
And it's harder to tell when the guys who wait for the right time are actually into somebody.
Huh. That's interesting because I feel like it's the opposite for women. I don't know. You can feel free to speak on this, Mia. I feel like when I like somebody, I can't talk to them. Like, I shut down and if I don't like you, I'm like, tee-hee, like laughing, making jokes. But if I do like you, I'm avoiding you like the plague because then I'm going to embarrass myself and I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. And I think that's why, like, sometimes the message gets construed like, oh, I'm interested in you because, like the banter is really good. Like, if I'm making good jokes around you, I don't know if I like you because I get real quiet around guys that I'm attracted to. My brain just kind of turns off. I got to work on that.
I don't know. It's not every time, but, like, usually if I don't really know you, like, it's kind of like a distant crush, then I'm not talking to you.
Yeah.
Admire from afar.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, okay, my next question. Another hypothetical, because I think those are the most fun.
I love those.
That's
Let's go.
Fun.
What would you do if every Friday you got the ability to fly?
If every Friday I got the ability to fly, but only on Friday.
Only
all
on Friday.
All 24 hours?
12 to 11:59.
Mm. Yep. Let's see. Obvious answer is I'd probably plan all my vacations around Friday. I'd have to reschedule I have like research meetings on Fridays. I'll have to say, hey, I'm going to be flying that day, so I can't show up. I'd probably, section off my Friday entirely. What else would I do if I could fly? Do I have any other, like, it's just the ability to fly?
It's just flying.
Like, if I, like, smacked really hard into something, I'd still probably die.
I'm going to go with yes.
Dang.
Yeah, likely.
Well, maybe I would also, like, start a Friday, like, little special. Like, come see the guy fly. I could sell tickets. Make some money off of it, too.
That's a good one.
Oh, that's interesting. I never even thought about
that. I didn't think about that.
Or just a Friday night superhero. Like, it's the opposite of The Purge. There's one night where there's no crime because there's some guy flying around. I mean, I wouldn't be able to do anything except fly, but maybe I could, like, I don't know, pick up a bad guy and drop him off a cliff or something. But I'm not super strong. I'd probably just get weighed down. Whatever. I'm thinking too much about this. I would make money with it, and I would entertain myself with it.
Okay.
I get scared about flying because I feel like up until recently, that's been like the most, oh, if you were to have a superhero, what would it be? And it's either flying or teleportation. But I don't think I'd be a good flyer. Like, if I had that ability, I don't think I'd go anywhere. I don't think I'd do anything.
Oh, yeah. Like, and what if while you're flying, like, clock strikes midnight, it's now Saturday, and you're just like 1,000 miles in
the
air.
Sky.
Yeah, above the Pacific Ocean, and it's just okay.
What if I mistakenly wander into someone else's airspace and
ooh, and the government blows you up? Ooh.
Oh, I didn't think about that either.
It just occurred to me. That would suck.
That would
Anytime
bad.
Somebody does something super cool, the government wants to blow them up. So
yeah, that's true. I don't even think I'd make it in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've never been one to want to have like the power to fly. When I'm asked what my power is, theoretically, I mean, I get like teleportation. I get the appeal of that one. I always say the power to fill things up. Like
the power to fill things up, just like anything. Like you see,
like,
a pitcher, an empty pitcher, and it's like, that has water in it now.
Empty bank account, empty gas.
Nice,
empty
nice.
Empty cup. I'd never have to move. It would be, that's
pretty cool. That could be lethal too, though. Like empty house, but somebody's in it. Now it's full of bricks.
Exactly.
Ooh. Yeah, there's
not
a lot
I'm
of versatility
on
with that.
Using
Please
it for that
don't
reason.
Fill my house with bricks.
That's not the reason.
It wasn't a threat. It was just a hypothetical.
The main one was to feed my shopping addiction and fill up my bank account. And so that if I was thirsty, I wouldn't have to get up.
Those are so valid. I got to say, like, my choice, it's pretty basic, but, like, ever since I was a kid, I thought, like, the two coolest powers to have would be, like, invincibility and the ability to stop time, both of which kind of just let you do anything. Mm. But, like, I had this, like, kid idea, like, oh, if I was invincible, I could just, like, walk right up to the White House and they'd be trying to stop me and they couldn't, and I would just, like, sit right in the Oval Office and be like, I'm president now.
Got him.
Oops.
That's so specific.
Yeah, I know. I daydreamed a lot as a kid.
Who didn't?
That's the way it is.
Yeah.
I think I would want to move things with my mind.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Ooh, telekinesis.
Like
a force.
Yeah. I feel like in media, they downplay this so much. Like, I could do so many things if I could move things with my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
that includes flying. You can just telekinesis yourself.
Exactly. There's nothing that I couldn't do. I could take over the world. I wouldn't want to, but I could.
Mm-hmm.
And, like,
is this the beginning of Supernova?
Yeah, it is.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's some lore. That's some crazy
lore
drop on the XY podcast. But TLDR is, I, for the longest time, had this dream of being a Marvel superhero, and my name would be Supernova, because Nova's taken, but Supernova is, you know.
It's up for grabs.
It hasn't been copyrighted yet.
Oh, sweet. And, like, the power would be telekinesis?
My power would be
everything.
Oh, every power.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And then in this dream, I was in, like, young grade school, like fourth grade. And so in my dream, the Avengers would find out about me, and then they, like, come pick me up from my elementary elementary school.
Oh, wow. That's so cool. That's like the stories of like the kids like, oh, this so is when good. I got my Hogwarts letter.
Yes.
Or
yes.
like, oh, this is when I got accepted to Camp Half-Blood.
Oh, Camp Half-Blood. Yeah. Oh, I wanted to go to Camp Half-Blood so bad. I am a huge Percy Jackson fan.
Oh, is this room full of Percy Jackson fans?
Oh, yeah. Love
our live
Percy
studio
Jackson.
Audience. Yep.
Yes, there are Percy Jackson fans in the live studio audience. Yes.
Oh, yes.
For
yes.
the first time in XY history, we have lovely live
we
studio
have our
audience.
Lovely live studio audience.
Who are also Percy Jackson fans.
Wait.
Introduce yourselves.
Oh, hi, I'm Kamen.
You can move the mic over there.
That's y'all's mic now.
Hi, I'm Kamen.
Tyler.
We've been sitting on the side the whole time.
Yes, thanks.
And there are more people on the other side of the room, and they will get you. They are monitoring.
Oh. That's a threat.
Yeah.
I just got to keep the audience on their toes.
Oh, well, you Definitely. Never know. Yeah. Yeah, watch out here on XY. Yeah, but Percy Jackson was a huge Percy Jackson fan. I always headcanoned that I would be, like, the daughter of Athena because in the books, like, she was blonde and so I was like, oh my gosh.
That's so
like,
me.
That's me.
I would be Aries, 100%.
Oh, yeah. Like, I can believe that. What about you, Don?
Yeah.
I would be the son of. Let's go Dionysus. I'd be the son
Ooh,
of Dionysus.
No,
that's
good. That's good.
Only the
that's
real good. Fans would know.
Oh, yeah.
What live studio audience?
Wait.
Are we participating now?
Sure. Why not?
Yeah. Okay.
Do you want to?
No, you go first.
Well, I also thought I'd be a daughter of Athena because of the same reason. I was like,
yes.
Oh my god, I'm blonde too.
So that's me.
And my like eyes are kind of gray, and like Annabeth's eyes are kind of gray in the books.
Yep.
And, so, and also like the owl thing. Like my favorite animal is an owl, so I was like, oh my god, I would be a daughter of Athena.
Yeah, I was convinced.
So my sister was the OG. I have three sisters, but one of them was the OG like Camp Half-Blood fanatic, like Percy Jackson fanatic. Mm-hmm. So she bought all of like the extra books and everything that go with it. So I actually took the quiz in one of the books to be like, who's your godly parent? And I got Apollo. So
Ooh. Oh.
Ooh.
Interesting.
From nice. The source.
But I also all my friends say Hermes. So I don't know.
Interesting. Okay. I took the online quiz and I got Aphrodite and I was so pissed off.
I don't remember what I got. I took the online quiz, but it's been so long that I can't pinpoint it.
I was like, this is a lie. This is not me. Anyway, Mia, next question.
Okay, so similar to our cowboy, pirate, wizard, or knight question, I think this is a great personality gauge. Do you know which Alvin and the Chipmunk you would be?
Simon.
Simon.
I'd be Simon.
Why?
I like Simon.
What calls you
Well,
to Simon?
I don't have like the riz of Alvin. Mm. And I've always identified with like, because I was good at school as a little kid. So like, I always identified with like the brainy characters. So like Simon and like Donatello and Ninja Turtles, Dexter's Lab, Jimmy Neutron, those kinds.
Interesting. I self-identified as Jeanette growing up because, I don't know, I always, like, assigned myself, like, the smart character because I was, like, a Ravenclaw and, like, obviously I'm a daughter of Athena because I'm blonde because that's how that works.
Yeah, and wisdom.
Yeah, exactly. So I was just like, ah, I must be Jeanette. And I still kind of feel that way.
I think so.
Because I just don't feel like the other two, like, match
up. I think
up.
You're Jeanette with, like, a whisper of Eleanor.
Huh.
Just like a, you know,
a faint wind.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Mia. Yes.
I still don't. The jury's out on me. I'm really not sure.
I don't know. If I had to pick, I guess I'd go Brittany, but I don't really know.
I know. I feel like
you don't really give any of them though.
I know.
You're
maybe
so
I'm
unique.
Dave.
You're Dave.
Dave.
Maybe I'm the
secret
Dave.
Fourth thing.
Yeah. Maybe I'm the father figure.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah. That's me. I don't know. The jury's out. You know. Maybe I'm just like a. Like a conglomerate. Of
Can
all
you
the
give us our your best Alvin?
Oh yeah, this is important.
I don't know.
Prove
oh.
to me that
if you're
going to
be Dave.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm not worthy. Okay, hold on. I don't want to like scream.
Yeah, don't break my mic. Yeah, I mean, scoot back a little bit and then.
Oh, I don't boy. Know. I don't know. Now I'm scared. Okay.
Don't hurt my mic.
I have to get into the. I have to go to
you
my
have to
mind
become
palace.
Dave.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to my mind palace. I. Like, single father of, like, six chipmunks. Okay. Alvin! My voice cracked.
That was still pretty good.
That's still pretty good.
I don't want to yell.
Yeah, well, I feel like the voice crack is kind of canonical. If you had to yell at six chipmunks all day,
exactly. Especially, like, considering he says Alvin like that, like, maybe five times a day.
Yeah, he's probably popping, like, the cough drops, like candy.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Dave.
Poor Dave. We love you, Dave.
Yeah, shout out to Dave.
Underrepresented character in fiction.
I know. Love him.
Yeah, we need more Dave fans out there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is my last question for this section. So, where is it? Oh, no. Yes. What is the deal with NASCAR?
What's the deal with NASCAR?
Why do men like NASCAR? I feel like it's so boring.
Well, I don't know if I'll be able to help too much answering that question.
Do you also hate NASCAR?
My dad loves NASCAR.
Okay.
I don't really like NASCAR. But maybe I can explain it from the perspective of my dad. I think he gets something kind of communal out of it. He usually has a friend over to watch it. It's like with sports teams, when you pick your guy, it's like, oh, this is my guy. I want to see if he wins. Mm. It's mainly about the whole like event surrounding the thing, I think. And there's little focus on the actual like cars that are driving. But back in the day, it used to be because people crashed out all the time in NASCAR, and that was cool.
Because explosions?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh. They started making them safer, though, and people got really mad at that.
No! Safety!
No! What do you mean I can't watch people get horrible, life-altering injuries anymore?
I don't know. I feel like NASCAR is so boring. Like,
yeah.
I'm told...
You watch a bunch of cars turn left for a few hours.
I'm told that if I was there in person, that it's more exciting. Mm-hmm.
That's what I mean with, like, the vibe. Like, it's the community thing, all the fluff surrounding it.
And maybe not so much the event itself. Stuff is better live.
I guess.
I don't know. I mean, I see the appeal if I, like really, really try. But it's just not for me. Maybe, like, the end and the beginning are pretty cool, but... You know, it's the same track. They're not doing obstacles or anything. I'd watch it if it was like Fast and Furious. They have to like go on ramps and like
do some drifting.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Pretty sweet.
Mario Kart. I'd watch Mario Kart live.
Oh yeah, they just throw stuff at each other.
Yeah,
that'd be sweet.
That's awesome. But they're going. It's the same circle.
Yeah, bring back danger.
And I have Object Permanence. I know that it's the same car. I'm watching it.
Make the NASCAR cars drive on Rainbow Road.
Yeah.
Start a petition.
Yeah,
I would watch that. 100%.
I'd watch that. I'd probably 100%. Watch that. That'd be more entertaining.
All right, so my last question for this section. You know, we kind of just did we talked about superpowers and stuff. Do you have a favorite superhero?
Favorite superhero?
If applicable.
Wow, you got to think?
Yeah, it doesn't come to mind immediately.
Wow, usually this is off the dome.
Okay, favorites. I'm kind of bad with favorites because I have like a list of favorites, and I don't rank them in like a particular order, but they're all kind of my favorite.
Sure.
But if I had to pick one, you know what? I'm gonna say Spider-Man. Spider-Man was always my favorite when I was a kid. He was the one I had the most toys of, and he's a hero for the people. Like he's just an average like dude, but happens to also be Spider-Man.
That's fair.
It's
he lives in a rundown
answer.
Apartment. Doesn't have a girlfriend except like when he gets with Mary Jane. Like down on his luck, doesn't make that much money, but he's also Spider-Man. He's relatable. I like that.
That's good. Love Spider-Man. I'm glad we're seeing like the Spider-Man Renaissance. You know.
Oh yeah.
With Tom Holland, and after Far From Home came out, changed lives.
Oh, for real. And especially, I grew up on, like, the Sam Raimi trilogy with Tobey Maguire.
Love it.
Yeah, so seeing all those familiar faces was so nice.
Love it. I cried.
I cried, too, and I did not watch those movies growing up. I actually hadn't seen any of the Tobey Maguire or the Andrew Garfield Spider-Man movies.
Ooh.
I know, I'm sorry. I didn't have a brother, and I went through this phase, as I've previously said on XY, where if it was, like, for boys growing up, I was like, nope, I want no part in that because I'm a girl.
Gendering media.
Yes.
The problem is if like with boys and girls toys and McDonald's and everything, it's like most media is targeted towards boys. So like if you just only consume that, it cuts you out of a lot of media.
Yeah, I'm finding that I've missed a lot of things by purposefully not including myself.
But hey, now you can enjoy them now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I watched, which one did we watch, Mia? Oh.
When?
The first one with Andrew Garfield.
Oh, right? Amazing Spider-Man 1.
Yes, I watched that one, and I liked that one. That one was good. We didn't watch the second one, did we? No. Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen this movie from like 20 years ago, she dies. And I haven't seen that one yet. Right? Isn't it?
I don't know.
Well, it was like
it's like a billion years ago, whatever.
Yeah.
I think the dinosaurs were walking around whenever it came out.
Yeah.
It's more than five. It's a billion years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We didn't watch the first one.
But I have seen all of the Tom Holland ones. Mm-hmm. And I watched the first Into the Spider-Verse.
Yes. The anime one.
Yes.
Yeah, you watched
it. I didn't watch that. And it was fine. It was good. I don't know. They're not really my genre, so I just...
Yeah. I love the visuals of those movies, though. The End of the Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a really pretty movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So good. So excited for the next one.
Is it going to be a trilogy?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I have not seen the second one. I still need to.
Oh, my gosh. It's really good. You should watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now we're going to transition into the pop culture section of XY. I hope you studied. You probably didn't. So
I'll know everything about this.
Mm-hmm. So Mia and I are each going to ask you one question about something in pop culture. So my question is, can you name me anyone who was in the TikTok hype house?
Sneeko? I don't know any of them.
Was he?
No. I'm just guessing. I'm just naming e-celebs that have controversy that I see like YouTube thumbnails about like a video essay on what they did wrong.
That's a good guess.
Okay, well that could get you somewhere.
XQC.
No.
I actually don't know the answer.
Think more like TikTok.
Oh, maybe.
The Hype House.
Yes. Yeah, the Hype House.
Sorry, I was thinking of Team 10. Yeah.
No.
Oh, boy. Yeah. I don't really know many people from TikTok.
That's okay. Was Charli D'Amelio in it?
Charli D'Amelio was in it. Addison Rae.
Yep.
What's it called? The, like, the really effeminate one. Lil Huddy.
Oh.
And then the one that, like, screwed them all over with the contract. I don't know. I watch a lot of deep dives on, like, why it went wrong. But I never was a Hype House fan.
I was never a fan. I just know that it was like this big deal. So,
like internet essays about it. But
I love internet video essays.
I love internet video essays.
Yeah, like about scum online. But that particular one I did not have any knowledge of.
You're out of the loop.
I recommend. There was like something about the breach of contract and like the guy that started it. And it's been so long, I can't remember the exact thing.
Have you ever seen, like, Down the Rabbit Hole, a series by Fredrik Knudsen on YouTube?
Yep.
I love that. Oh, my gosh. Like, the Final Fantasy house was so insane. Do you know about that?
I do not.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, the Final Fantasy house was this group of people who had met up over the internet, and they were, like, role-playing online. Like, I'm Aerith, I'm Cloud, like, characters from Final Fantasy VII video game, for those of you at home who don't know.
Or Delaney.
Yeah, for just general knowledge. But like they moved into a house together, and one of them was like, I'm Genova, I'm like the leader of all of you, and like refused to shower or anything, and just made everybody else do everything for her, like get food and work, and like she would just lay back at the home because like it's my character role. And it took so long for the people involved to realize that they were in a really stupid situation. But It's a good video. I would
really
recommend watching Down the Rabbit Hole if you haven't. Like, all of the deep dives that they do.
Interesting.
Always so interesting.
Not heard of this.
All right. So my question is, can you name me at least three celebrity couples? Like, ideally, that are still together right now. But can you name three?
Brangelina.
Okay.
That's
classic. Our Zendaya and Timothée Chalamet still together?
It's not Timothée Chalamet.
Oh, wait.
We were just talking about him.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh. Don't test my short-term memory here. Oh, no. No, I can't say I remember. Oh, I remember.
The audience is giving you a hint over there.
Yeah.
Tom Holland.
Yes.
That's right.
Thank you, live studio audience.
And wait, there was one more I remember. I just forgot it. Oh, my God. Wait. Chad Kroeger and Avril Lavigne.
Whoa.
That was very niche. All right.
Yeah, it's just like it blows my mind that Avril Lavigne married the dude from Nickelback. But like more power to her, I guess. Just two very different styles of music.
Right.
That is true. All right. Well,
I forgot about them.
Good job, actually, on the pop culture section. So
thank you.
Now we're going to turn it over to my personal favorite part of the podcast, X-Explain, in which Donna is going to ask us a couple questions. So what do you have for us?
Okay. So I wrote some down. I have two questions I wrote, and then I have a bonus question if y'all would like.
Oh, okay.
So since this is a podcast themed around understanding men, I thought I would, like, ask some questions about how women perceive men.
Oh, boy.
Right?
Okay.
So the first one is a kicker. I'm looking forward to the answers for this. What's the PG most down bad thing a man has said to you?
PG.
All right.
You can translate it to PG also.
We live censor.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I have to really think about that.
I know.
Are we talking like pickup line wise or just like why would you ever say that to me ever?
Honestly, either of those. Like just the most down bad thing any man has said to you. And it could be like not even about you, but they said it to you, just to you.
You ever seen Aggie Chicks? Like the Tinder Tuesdays?
No. What's that?
Oh, man. It's a wild ride. It's a roller coaster.
It's crazy.
Of depravity.
So, like, I assume that other schools do this. So, like, Aggie Chicks, for the viewers at home, probably my father, who don't know what this is. Aggie Chicks is an Instagram page, and then they have people send in, like, screenshots from dating apps or, like, text messages of things that guys have said to girls trying to.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That sounds
and
incredible.
It's horrible. I mean, it's funny, but it's horrible.
Oh, my God.
And just some of the things that people are saying, I'm like, oh, my Lord. Like, that's awful.
Nah, for real. Some dudes turn into barking dogs. It's like the filter goes.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
All the things I'm thinking I'm not going to say on the internet.
I know. But. I have different flavors. A really toned down one is I was talking to this guy for a time, and he wasn't talking to me for a while. I was like, hey, like, don't dance style, where are you? And he was like, sorry, I've been so busy with, like, TikTok and Fortnite that I can't talk to you. I can't, like, like,
yeah.
I'm sorry. And I was like, oh, okay. Gotten some wild ones on dating apps.
Mm-hmm.
I had a guy whose opener was just boobs, ? And then I was like, hi, how are you?
Straight to the point.
And then he said it again. He was like, boobs, period.
And then boobs, !
Yeah, that would have been where it went. I was like, okay.
Oh, what about that time when we were on Omegle? I had never been on Omegle. And so Mia...
Oh, my God.
So Mia was like, Delaney, Omegle's about to shut down. We have to do it because you've never done it. I was like, okay. And it was Halloween like two years ago?
Wait. Yes, wait. Hold on.
No, wait. Last year.
Man, I forgot.
It doesn't matter.
It was last year because it was after the Halloween party.
Yes. So we were sitting there and, you know, we're in our little like... outfits, and we start to, oh no, it was the messages part, because the guy was like, hey, and we were like, hey, and he goes, horny, and and we were like, oh, okay, like, how old are you? He was like, 20, horny. And then we were like, oh, okay, we're like, whatever we said, and horny, and we're like, all right, thank you.
Yeah, like
straight to the point.
I mean, I admire the
one track, like, mind.
Yeah,
you know what, we're just gonna skip the formality, but I was,
yeah,
like, okay,
I don't know. Maybe after the pod I'll share, but for the internet.
Yeah, that's...
All right. Fair enough.
Yeah.
That'll be exclusive. That'll be on the Patreon.
That's what I was saying. I was like, we need a Patreon.
Yeah.
Okay, next question.
Okay. What would you say, from y'all's perspective, what men's biggest problem is?
Oh. Okay, are we talking in general, like before or during relationships?
Like,
oh.
I want to say... Really, you can tackle this question from any perspective you want. Like, the biggest problem, like, men are facing, the biggest problem men cause, the biggest problem,
okay,
like, just in general, in relationships even. Yeah.
Here we go.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Sit down.
Let's start from the beginning. So I feel like there's a slew of issues with both guys and girls currently, like, in terms of dating. Like, I think everyone has something to learn, especially in our generation.
Oh, for sure.
We faced so many like crazy, crazy events like COVID and all this other stuff and the age of technology. So there's a shift socially that we are still trying to catch up from. So I would say one of the biggest issues before even getting in a relationship is nobody wants to approach each other anymore.
Oh, definitely.
That's very true.
I was told that coming to college, like, it's going to be so easy. Like, you go out to bars and, like, guys will approach you all the time.
Even at
Harry's, when you're supposed to come up and ask people to dance, it's few and far between that it actually, like, you have a substantial conversation that continues elsewhere. And, you know, people say, oh, girls make the first move. But it's so hard on both sides, and I see the perspective. But, mm-hmm. you know, I feel like 50 years ago it was commonplace, for better or for worse.
I feel like with the internet and, like, access to, like, being able to see anyone anywhere, and, like, you open up TikTok and you see the most beautiful people you've ever seen in your life, yep. and you, like, it's really easy to feel insecure and yes. anxious. And those kinds of feelings will stop you from going out and approaching and engaging because you think, what if I'm not X enough? What if I'm not Y
exactly.
enough? What if, you know, all this and that?
We've cut out the middle on the attraction spectrum. And it's either I'm a 10 supermodel or I'm ugly. And
yeah, black and white.
It's,
yeah.
We've cut out the middle because of the ideal that is now being presented to us as easier than ever via the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so hard to get lost in that. And I think that's a big reason why both sides are just so insecure and scared, because, like, you hear horror stories online and also just comparing to yourself to everyone. And you know, if you're starting a relationship on this foundation of insecurity and, like, worrisome, and it's so easy to cheat, it's so easy yeah. to get insecure, I think online culture has turned a lot of the dating scene almost into a game, you know, with dating apps and
right.
whatnot.
Yeah. And with winners and losers.
Yes, and you have to play at your best game or they're going to cheat, at least in my experience and my perspective. Like, this is just, like, the fears that are projected onto me by social yeah. media and by my experience
mm-hmm.
in real life and the internet.
I mean, I didn't even think about that. Like, all of the relationship horror stories, like, mm-hmm. you see the people, like, the AI, like, read out a Reddit post or something. It's like, that probably also scares people out of it a lot, too.
Because
it's like, relationships can go so, so wrong. What's the point in trying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's, I was kind of going to say the same thing, but I was going to say, like, I think ego and pride
mm-hmm.
is a big part in it. I think that, like, not just that men are, like, scared to, like, go out and approach women, because I think, like, the culture today has also kind of said, like, oh, like, don't talk to anybody, like, you know, go about your business, don't do that. But mm-hmm. also that sometimes once they get into the relationship, they're like, oh, well, now that I've, like, gotten this girl, like, I can do better. And so then they
yeah.
they go on to there's always something
yeah, there's plenty of guys
because,
who take advantage of the
right.
security that being in a relationship mm-hmm. gives them. It's like, okay, somebody loves me, so I can be loved. Okay, now what are my options?
Right, and then they take that, and then they run with it, and then they also see, like, you know, supermodels on the internet, and so they're like, you know, and I think the normal average person, like, does not look like that.
Yep.
And so they see that, and they think that they can get that, get better, and it's just not. That's not how it works.
And again, it's not every single, like, it's.
It's not everyone.
It's not everyone. Like, it's
oh, yeah.
a generalization, like, as we can make. But, you know, humans, you know, we're infallible. Not infallible. What's the word?
Fallible.
We are fallible.
We're fallible. Sorry. I was blending two words in my brain. But it's easy to make mistakes and, you know, pride and ego. Like, it does come into play.
Mm-hmm. And, like, there's a stage for your mistakes to be paraded around now, like, with the internet.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yes.
I really think it comes down to insecurity. Like, all of your actions seem a lot more permanent whenever somebody can, like, write something about it or post about it, and it's just out there. Also, and, like, approaching people requires an element of vulnerability.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we have, like, such a strong aversion to being vulnerable with other people.
Yeah.
I think, like, I don't know if you guys notice this, but at least, like, in online discourse, I see it a lot. Not so much in real life, but just, like, combativeness, like,
yeah,
the effort to, like, get one over. Like, we talked about, like, with dating apps, it's kind of like gamifying it. It's
mm-hmm.
it's like gamifying, like, there's winners and losers. Like, you have a more correct opinion, you have a less correct opinion.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And don't get me wrong, people are wrong on the internet all, like, pretty often. And sometimes people
yes.
have opinions that are very bad. But, like,
yeah.
everybody's kind of in this fear of saying or doing something that people are going to think is cringe.
Yes.
And you have to beat that fear. You have to be okay with being cringe to get what you want out of this life.
Embrace the cringe.
Embrace yeah. the cringe. That's my advice to you viewers.
Yes. Thank you. All right. One more question, and then we're going to have to wrap it up.
All right. So this is a bonus question.
Yay.
Have you ever had sleep paralysis? And if so, what did you see?
Oh. This is so random.
I've never had sleep paralysis, but I have the most vivid dreams out of anybody
that
I've ever
true.
Met. Delaney can confirm.
I can confirm.
All my roommates can confirm. I have dreams that I stop dreaming them, and then nights later, I continue where that dream left off. See, you're nodding. You're
oh,
picking
man.
Up what I'm putting down.
Thank you, live studio audience.
Like, it's honestly kind of horrifying. Sometimes I wake up exhausted because my dreams are so vivid. It's like I'm awake. And I've had plot twists in my dreams. And
I hate the ones that are like so vivid they're like real life. I hate that, especially because those are usually the ones, at least for me, where something bad happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I've never had sleep, knock on wood. I've never had actual sleep paralysis, and I'm very scared of it, actually.
I don't think I have either.
Anyone in the audience, sleep paralysis?
Yeah, live studio audience.
Wow.
It's less common. Have you had sleep paralysis?
No, I haven't.
Oh.
Wow. I thought this was like a
I've heard
very
stories about
thing.
It like pretty often. So like my roommate has like or had sleep paralysis once, and his sister has had sleep paralysis like her whole life. So I just figured like in that small sample size, there'd be more people who have it. But glad y'all are good sleepers.
I had a friend who said that he had sleep paralysis and, like, saw someone crawl out of the TV, like, ring.
Nope.
And that would take me right out. I don't think I could survive sleep paralysis.
No, I don't even do, like, scary movies. Nope.
Mm-mm. Well, if not that, have you ever taken enough Benadryl to see the Hat Man?
The what? No.
The Hat Man?
No, I haven't.
You never heard of the Hat Man?
Like the no.
If you take,
do
like, 40
to?
Benadryl, you see the Hat Man.
All right, I'm not going to do that. Okay, well, that's all the time that we have for today. Thank you, Dawn, for being a great guest.
Absolutely. And thanks for having me.
Yes. And thank you so much for watching XY. You can follow us on social media at XY Podcast. Submit your questions to xypodcastinfo@gmail.com. And visit our website. It's thexypodcast.com for more information on being on the podcast or getting your question featured. Don't forget to comment, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. And give us a follow on Spotify so that you never miss an episode. And until then, keep questioning, keep laughing, and remember, Milo Manheim should have won season 27 of Dancing with the Stars.
Amen.
We'll see you next time on XY.
Bye.